Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching it anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because on the page on CalBanyan.com, where this video resides, is more text, more graphics, more images, more links that just make these videos more valuable. Plus, there's like 400 other great free hypnosis training videos like this one right there for you. All right, today we're gonna talk about how to turn clients' don't wants into real goals. People often come in and say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and I don't want to do that anymore, and they can be very negative. We're going to show you how to turn that around so that you have some real goals that you can help guide your client to so that they are extremely happy, which, of course, happy clients is how you have a great hypnosis practice. And also, we're going to talk about growing professionally, going to the NGH convention, which is one of the things that, you know, all the leaders in the profession do. All right. Let's see, what's next? I think I should introduce Erica Flint. Erica Flint, my co-host, is back again. And we all love Erica. She's smart. She's classy. She's rapidly becoming a leader in the profession. She's a five-pather. She comes from the world of software engineering, problem solving, all that kind of thing. And one day she said, I think I want to work with the most powerful computer in the universe, the human mind. I mean, as far as we know, the human mind is the most powerful computer in the universe. And she got interested in hypnosis, took a certification course somewhere else. It really wasn't enough to get her started. She got my five-path 2.0 DVD certification course. She got that. She started rolling. Then she said, wow, I could really do this. Started seeing clients. Came to our Week of Power class. I got to know her and was very impressed. And before you know it, she's on the show. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me here today. I do think that the human mind is the most powerful computing device that we're aware of. Before we get into our topic today, let me tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. Now, he's been in the profession for 20 years, and he's won nearly every award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest professional organization, hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, and he's still speaking and training, and he's still giving public appearances. He's been on television, he's been on radio promoting hypnosis and promoting his books. And he's the trainer of some of the best in our profession. He's also the person that the experts in the field turn to for guidance in when they're looking for education on hypnosis. And I am just so grateful to be part of 5-Path. I'm so happy that I learned from Cal because once I learned 5-Path, I started seeing clients right away, had a full-time practice for a long time now, and I'm just happy I get to help so many people with what I've learned from him, and I learn something new from him every single day. So really happy to be here. Cal, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very nice for that great introduction. Oh, let's see, where should we start first? I think we should get right into how to turn clients' don't wants into goals that will really bring them to success. You want to kind of introduce that topic?
Yeah, sure. So I wanted to talk about this today because I have so many clients who come in and really, you know, a lot of our clients, they're not at the top of their game, right? That's where they're coming in to see us. So a lot of times they're really focused on everything that's going wrong in their life. And they'll come in and say, you know, I just don't want to be so stressed. I just don't want to be so angry. I just don't want to be so tired. Or I'm tired of this. I'm sick of that. I don't. And so it's really important for us to understand how to help clients shift their thinking so that they can actually get the things that they want. Because a lot of times, you know, they haven't even thought about what it's going to be like when they get what they want. They don't even know what they want. And so the first thing that we have to do is kind of recognize that they're talking like this and help shift their thinking. So that's kind of the topic here, Cal. What do you think about that?
I think that's so great because a lot of hypnotists, they kind of get stuck with this. It's like, what do I do with this? Because we know that one of the rules in hypnosis is that we don't want to suggest what they don't want. We want to suggest what they do want. So it's very important that from the very beginning, we reword this so that they can begin to see it from a different point of view. Perfect. Keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's really important, you know, if the client comes in and says, I'm just so stressed. I don't want to be stressed anymore. And what I'll do is, first of all, recognize when your client is just telling you everything they don't want. This is kind of easy because they typically are using the language like they're actually saying, I don't want this. It's pretty clear. And so what do you do with that, right? And here's what I do. I'll say, okay, so what do you want? If you're not so stressed, what are you? And I'll pause and allow them, just let them think about it. And sometimes they need a little help. If they're not coming up with something, I'll give them a couple ideas. Are you peaceful? Are you calm? Are you happy? And there's a lot of different things. I prefer to use my client's language. So this is really just to kind of seed the idea for them to kind of think about, okay, what do I want? And then the next thing that I will ask them is, all right, so if you're peaceful, describe that to me, you being peaceful. Now, what this is doing is it's starting to create and expand our client's awareness about why they're coming in and what they're going to get when they come in. So that's the first thing that I do. Cal, what do you think about that?
Good, good. I'm writing down some ideas that I do in the same situation, same idea as you, slightly different wording. If they go, oh, I'm so blank, and it's a negative statement, I'll say, well, if you weren't so blank, what would you be? You know, I'm so tired. Oh, well, if you weren't so tired, what would you be? Well, I would have energy. Well, if you weren't so frustrated, what would you be? Well, I would be feeling successful. If I wasn't so hopeless, what would I be? Well, I guess I would be hopeful. You see, and another thing I can do is I can say, okay, good. What's the opposite of whatever they're saying? Or I'll simply say, and here's something I do regardless of what even if my client isn't stuck in the negatives, I say, okay, when we're 100% successful with the issue that you came in for, what does that look like? And have them start explaining to me what that is. And then, so that's really the benefit of why they're coming in, and I will begin to sculpt my five-path process all around reaching that goal. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I love that. I love the different versions of language, first of all, because there are different things that our clients will respond to. And I really love the idea about what would that look like, right? Because now you're starting to get your client to think about, what does that look like? And so for me, I like it to be very specific. Like, what do you do when you're feeling really peaceful? Or what types of things are incorporated for you being really peaceful or being really energized or whatever it is? And they'll say something like, oh, well, when I'm feeling really good and really energized, I'm hiking. I'm spending more time with my kids. I'm biking. Okay, so now what you're doing is you are creating this experience for them, and you're kind of creating, okay, so now you're going to be biking more. You're going to be hiking more, and that type of a thing. And so I really like that you've said that it's taking this kind of abstract idea of peaceful or energized, and it's making it more concrete for our clients. Once they can start picturing it, it can be more reality, right?
Yeah, let me interrupt you a bit and say, I like to take it one step farther. Like if they say, well, then I'll be bicycling, or then I would be calm. And then I say, and then what would happen? You see, because like people, they might come in because they want to do more exercise. Okay, so they say, oh, I'm procrastinating, I'm not doing my exercise, you know, I'm just sitting on the couch and eating potato chips. I don't want to do that anymore. I say, okay, if you weren't doing that, what would you be doing? Well, I'd be getting things done. Like, what kind of things would you get done? Well, I'd get my homework done, or I'd get my laundry done, or I'd be exercising more. And then I'd say, beautiful, and then what might happen? Mm. You see, so we can take it a step farther, because what I'm getting to there is not just the what, but the why. And the why is so powerful. People don't want to, if you could have, a great feeling, healthy, great looking body without exercising, if there was such a button, a lot of people would push it, right? So it's not that they really want to exercise, it's not they really want to diet, they want to have something else. And that's that great feeling, healthy body, great looking body, longevity, whatever it is for them. So I say, I'd start off with, okay, if you weren't doing what would you be doing? What is the opposite of the don't want? And then say what that is. And I said, okay, now if you're doing that consistently, what would happen? And then what might happen? And then what might happen? And you can really, what do they call that in computers and stuff where you make things bigger and more powerful?
I'm not sure. You got me on that one, Cal. There's probably some technical term that you're looking for. It's not coming to mind right now.
Yeah. It's something like, it's not upgrade, but expand its capabilities and things like that, right? And it'll come to me in about a second. But And start being excited about it. Start modeling the excitement that they want to have. Perfect. Keep going, Erica.
Yeah, so that is really cool, Cal. One other thing that I like to use is I will ask them, how will you know when you're feeling happier? How will you know when you're feeling more peaceful? So, and so I like them to categorize for me, I'll know that I'm feeling more peaceful when I'm reading to my, you know, son at night. We used to read together every night, and I'm not anymore. And so I know I'll feel more peaceful when I feel like doing that. So then there's a couple other ways that you can word this for the client that will help them understand and to categorize success, or to kind of quantify, I guess is the word I was looking for, quantify success for them and give them that kind of milestone, that marker to look forward to. And guess what? That can become a hypnotic suggestion for them, right? That can become a suggestion. There's a couple ways that we do this in hypnosis, right? So I'm going to kind of switch gears here and say, okay, so what happens next? What happens after we get our client thinking about and getting really excited about the change that they're going to make? Now we take that stuff and we put it into really powerful hypnosis, and it can be a hypnotic suggestion using age progression, right, Cal?
Absolutely. First we do age regression to, and maybe forgiveness work, and then that removes the blockages to success, and then we can powerfully create an expectation of success and hope and excitement in our clients by doing age progression work. Exactly. Continue.
Yep. So, you know, you'll be there and you'll say, okay, and there you are. You know, you're reading to your son and you're feeling peaceful and you're content and you're happy. You know, you get a great night's sleep. You wake up in the morning energized and ready to go. And there you are, back out on the trail running once again. You know, things in your life are falling into place just as you planned, and you're happier than ever before. That type of a thing, right? So I get really excited about stuff like that, because clients get stuck thinking in the negative for so long. They don't see any other way out. And in the very first session that you work with them, you can flip that all around. I love it.
Perfect. Is that what all you got?
Yep, that's it. That's it for this topic.
Good, because we got to squeeze two topics into this podcast. So now, I want to tell you something that I've done 20 times, or I will have done 20 times come August, and that is, I have never missed a National Guild of Hypnotists convention since I came into this profession. I became certified in March of 1996, opened my center in July of 1996, went to the first convention in August of 1996, and have gone back every year since. So how many times have you been to the convention, Erica?
This will be my fourth time. I met you the very first time I was there, and that was wonderful. I also met Celeste and Brenda and some other really cool people there.
Yeah, you came to our Five Pather class reunion dinner. That's Thursday night. We take over the restaurant and the hotel, and we all get to meet each other, right?
Yeah, and you know what? That's a lot of fun. And the thing that I love about being a Five Pather, besides the really good training and the techniques and the systematic approach, and well, I could go on and on about that, but the other thing that I really love about being a Five Pather is that I have colleagues all over the world. All over the world. It is so awesome. I have people that I can turn to if I have questions or help, and I support them and they support me, and then I get to meet them face to face once a year. It's really awesome.
Cool. All right. So why do you go?
Well, let's see. I mean, originally I went because in my previous career as a software engineer, going to conferences was just what you did. It was the important thing because you want to be on the leading edge. So I was in research. You always want to be on that leading edge. You want to know what is the next best way of doing these things. So before I even went to the convention, I knew I had to go for the reasons that, you know, a lot of people go to conventions. I wanted to meet people, and that's what I do. I do that every single time. I get to see people face to face. Sometimes with people, that's the only time I get to see them face to face in the year. So I get really excited about getting able to go. But I learn a lot too. And then I get to teach too. So I'm giving two presentations this time, and that's a lot of fun.
So Erica, you went to the convention because in your previous profession, that's what successful people did, right?
Yep. That's right. And if you got invited to speak at a convention, then that was a marker on your CV, on your resume, basically.
Right. Cool. So, and you've got two workshops, right? Can you tell everybody about the two workshops you have coming up?
Yeah, sure. So I have one called Get New Clients with Google Fast. So this is all about how to use Google AdWords to bring in brand new clients. It's an awesome way to grow your practice. This is how I started my practice, actually. I started using Google AdWords and got my practice off the ground in a couple days, really. And it still brings in a lot of clients. The other one that I'm teaching is Educate, Inspire, and Drive Business with a Stress Buster workshop you can use in your practice right away. I love giving Stress Buster workshops because it's applicable to nearly everybody, everybody in your city probably, or everybody where you're at. Everybody wants stress relief. So this is a really cool way to teach people about hypnosis, tell people about what you're doing, and give them relief.
Perfect. Sounds exciting.
I'm excited about it.
All right. Cool, man. I'm going to talk a little bit about the ones I'm going to have. So everybody's got to go to the convention because there's like 250 talks during Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's also pre-convention and post-convention workshops. And I'm so lucky I get to do everything. One of the first things is, hey, you've been watching me talk about age regression for on and on and on. And, you know, for you folks that haven't had the chance yet to go through our 5-Pass certification training, one of the next logical steps is at least get the age regression certification. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after the convention. So go to the convention, stay for 3 more days, go through my 3-day post-convention age regression certification course. It's one of the most top-rated certification courses, post-convention or pre-convention workshops there is. It has filled up. So if you think you want to do this, you need to contact the National Guild of Hypnotists right away and let them know you want to get in. Now, also, during the convention, I have a 1-hour workshop free for the price of admission to the convention, the Universal Script. Is it possible that one hypnosis script could do it all? Well, about 90% of everything you do can be done with one script. And so I'm going to be sharing that with everybody. 5-Path. Quantum Leap, Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Success with a Systematic Approach, absolutely transform your skills and confidence. I'm going to give a quick overview, 1-hour course on 5-Path. Now, of course, it's not a certification course, but you'll really understand it at a level that either will affect what you're doing now, whatever you're doing now as a hypnotist, or help you decide if you want to move on to 5-Path. Then also, and I'm excited about this, some of you are not ready to do the 3-day workshop yet, but you really want to get some nuts and bolts about age regression. So I'm doing a 2-hour workshop on the essentials of mastering age regression. A hypnotic age regression work builds your hypnosis practice and the profession. The more and more people we can get doing this at a real 5-star level, the better it is for our clients, the better it is for us, and the better it is for the entire profession. What do you think of that?
Oh, that sounds awesome, Cal. I have to say, you know, I love age regression. I think it's the most powerful tool that we have as hypnotists. I love the universal pattern script. I use it all the time. So all of these things that you're talking about are just, they're extremely valuable and kind of the foundation of the work that I do every single day with clients. So I'm so happy to hear that you're teaching those.
You know, when I was, my background is psychotherapy and doing talk therapy and that kind of thing, and it could get pretty boring. But you start doing these techniques like age regression, the forgiveness work, parts work, like we teach in 5-Path, and every single session you get to see clients make a breakthrough, make a shift. I know shift happens with 5-Path. All right, anything else you want to say? If not, wrap it up.
All right, well, I hope to see you guys at the convention this year. There's a lot of really awesome things going on, and you get to see me and Cal and Brenda and Celeste and some other 5-Pathers that you might know or hosts or co-hosts of Hypnosis, etc. We will all be there. I think Brenda and Celeste are giving some talks too, although I'm not sure what they are off the top of my head right now. So please come and join us at the convention. My name is Erica Flint, and you can find me on Our Hypnospace, where I lead a marketing group there. I'm also at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. I have a I also have a class coming up in October, a hypnosis five-path NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Center certification course in October. So I hope to see you there.
Absolutely wonderful. Good. Thank you very much. And of course, I've got a full certification course coming up, our 10-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course of 5-Path and 7-Path in October. It's October 3rd through the 14th, and we have early registration discounts that apply. It's the last one that we've got scheduled this year, and we haven't scheduled for next year yet. So that's the one. And by the way, we're making some shifts with our online live certification course, and so we're going to be taking down that system, and we don't know when we're going to have that back up. So as far as we know, we're not scheduling any live online. That means where you sit on the class from a remote location in 2017 till we've got the new system up or whatever we're going to do. All right, so it works great. I love it, but I think we can do something better. All right, this is Cal Banyan signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.